I'm Sherry.
I'm Terry.
We know you can't see it, but...
we're totally twins.
And we all know two is better than one. So when I got a new iPhone from T-Mobile...
I got one too.
Now we can have twice the fun.
Literally.
Right now, when you buy one iPhone 8 from T-Mobile, you get a second iPhone 8 on us after rebate. Because the only thing better than one iPhone is a second iPhone. Join T-Mobile today.
If you cancel, phone balance is due. Full price $700. Finance agreements and trade-in required for iPhone offer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Wake Up to Spirit, a Lilydale blog talk radio show. I am broadcasting live from my little porch office in Lilydale, New York. And if you are tuning in for the first time, you may have found us through blog talk under spirituality or philosophy. I'm not really sure, but but we are listed under several things there, and or mediumship. Lilydale Assembly is, as the intro says, the world's largest center for the religion, science, and philosophy of spiritualism. And people are probably thinking, how can you be all of those things at once? But trust me, we have a deep and beautiful philosophy in spiritualism. And you know, you don't, so what that means, for those of you who have no idea, which is not uncommon, by the way, spiritualism used to be, on the 1920 census, the largest religion in the United States. And it's gone a little less known since that time, but many people will come to me and say, oh, you know, my grandparents were spiritualists, my great-grandparents were spiritualists, and they want to get to know a little bit about the philosophy. For a lot of people, they find that once they come here and they realize what it's all about, that it's very much in tune with what they already understand. So for us, those who identify as being a spiritualist, it's because we believe in a creator, a higher power, and... you know, we may call that spirit, we may call that God, we may call that creator, we may call that mother, father, God. There's all kinds of names for that same energy. And we don't discriminate against, you know, whatever you want to call that that energy. So, and because we believe in a creator, and we also believe in the soul, and this, you know, so there's the spirit with the big S, and then there's spirits, small s, meaning, you know, that intelligence that remains after the transition called death. And that, I think, is a lot of the reason why mediumship, which I know seems like a strange mix for a lot of religions, but because, you know, in spiritualism, we believe that through mediumship, you can provide evidence of the continuity of life, that that intelligence keeps going after the change called death. Now, whether you believe that that happens on sort of like a quantum level, that you kind of slide between dimensions, or whether you believe that that kind of you go back into the energy that we all came from, that one kind of pool, as it were, of energy. But, you know, we believe as spiritualists that you can still connect with and, have an understanding of that soul and even after they're gone. And we believe that they do come and visit with us in our kind of everyday life. That does not mean, by the way, that if they come and visit with you that there is something wrong. I promise. And that's one of the things I think people sometimes get a little freaked out when somebody that they love has come to visit, and they're thinking, oh, that, you know, that's the old tradition. There must be something wrong with them or with me that they're here. And, you know, sometimes they like to come and celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, holidays, around the time that they are passing. They want to be connected with you and make sure that you know that, you know, they're still looking in on us. So there doesn't have to be anything wrong. It doesn't mean that they are stuck or trapped or, you know, or that it's somehow unnatural. In fact, there's nothing more natural, as far as I'm concerned, than continuing those relationships. So that's what that's about. We also believe in healing, and that can take a lot of forms. That can we do practice laying on healings, but not as a substitute for other things. We believe in being good stewards of the body. And, you know, for those of us, myself, that probably don't take as good a care as we should, we're not all health nuts. We're not all living la vida granola, as I'm prone to say. you know, that's something that, you know, we do believe is, you know, you can, through God, all things are possible. So we believe in healing, and really, when somebody is doing the laying on of hands or healing, that basically is just you giving yourself permission to be able to heal. You know, and it's sort of that connection, that soul to soul level. So that's what's going on there. So, you know, in spiritualism, we have sort of become synonymous with mediumship. In Lilydale, we have licensed just over 50 mediums, and what that means is that they have gone through the testing process by the Lilydale Board of Directors, fellow spiritualists, who, you know, you have to bring through, you have to jump through a lot of hoops, actually, to get registered here, and then we do still continue to grow as well, because that's a very important thing no matter what profession you happen to be in. So, so for anybody who comes to Lilydale, you will see on the Lilydale website, which, by the way, has just been updated. We are now lilydaleassembly.org, and we have workshops in the summer, and you know, we have like a whole course catalog that you can come and participate in. We've got well over 100 classes, as well as weekly events and daily events. We do outdoor message services in which are very shortened versions of mediumship that you would get in a registered medium's reading room. So, which is where we are right now. We are in my reading room. we do hope that you will come and experience Lilydale for yourself at some point. We are here all year long. We are a gated community in the summer, but we do not roll up the streets after which is our camp season is the last weekend in June, the last Friday at noon, all the way through the holiday in September. So sometimes that's 9 weeks, sometimes that's 10. But we also have a fall program where there is no gate fee. There's just classes and the mediums are around if you want to make an appointment, you know, or look for open signs, either way. But I do suggest an appointment because if we don't know you're coming, you may not be around. So, but, you know, we have a lot of fun here. And my joke for today has been, you know, because I wanted to talk a little bit about individual happiness and how that actually can connect and uplift, you know, it creates those waves. It goes out to the masses. So it is important, you know, that you work on yourself. And I meet a lot of people who are caretakers. They're caretaking energy. And, you know, when you're a caretaker, it's very hard sometimes to remember to engage with yourself and take care of yourself. So, and what started all of this, I feel that everybody has mediumistic ability because we all come from Creator. We all have that same soul understanding, spirit understanding, and, you know, as well as everybody has intuition, because that's an extension of our survival skills. Your dog has intuition, your cat has intuition, the morbidly obese squirrel that lives in the tree outside of my bedroom. I'm picking on the squirrels, but they're awfully cute and very well fed here, I have to say. They all have intuition, so why wouldn't you? But it's a matter of recognizing it. Now, there is a distinction between somebody who is intuitive and mediumship. And it's about where you get the energy. For intuitive energy and information, it's because you're getting it from kind of the auric space. And also that key piece, that God knowing, that, you know, some people say it comes from their guide, some people say it comes from, you know, their gut, women's intuition. It's called all sorts of things, but what it is that that connection that you have, where you can just kind of tap in across all sorts of understanding beyond the conscious. Now, whether you want to call that the other than conscious, or however you term it, it's that inkling that helps you to be the best version of yourself, to stay alive, which, you know, any day we wake up is a good thing, you know. although I have it on good authority as a medium, because I am one of the registered mediums in Lilydale, that, you know, any day over there is pretty darn good as well. So, but I've been following the breadcrumbs. I always put it out there when I'm meditating, and usually I'll start on a Friday and I'll say, "Okay, Spirit, I've got this class coming up, and I want to give an inspiration for that, and I've got also this show on Thursday mornings." And I want to have something. What do you want me to talk about? And I think that's something I learned from one of my teachers, Elaine Thomas, who is on the grounds here in Lilydale, is that intention is a really incredibly powerful thing. So when we set the intention to fine-tune and develop that intuition, that's when that's going to start to come in a little bit more. And when you recognize your spirit people being around, your spirit loved ones, and you're welcoming them, and they know that they can get through consistently and persistently in a particular way, let's say with a particular symbol, they may not stay with it until the end of time, but that will be one way in which, at least in the short term, weeks, months, that sort of thing, that they know that's a good standby, that they can always get through to you that way. So what does all that have to do with individual happiness? I promise I'm getting to it. I kept seeing, to my Facebook friends. I kept seeing around, I sometimes will just go over to my bookshelf and pick something up and look for the inspiration through that. And this week I picked up Dalai Lama, one of the two or three books that I have of his. And, of course, he's His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, not the first, but certainly he's been with us a long time in leading the Buddhist tradition and community. In spiritualism, we like to borrow from different philosophies. There's nothing rigid. There's nothing, there's no dogma. There's no creed, although we do have, you know, that sort of commonality of belief system. And in some of the churches, they will even list that, what that is. But I saw from the Dalai Lama this week something about a quote that I quite like that I wanted to share with you, which is, "Individual happiness can contribute in a profound and effective way to overall improvement of our entire human community." And I thought, well, if that isn't adding some truth, I don't know what is. I wanted to share that. And, you know, for some traditions that people come from, what they'll, how they describe intuition is God laid it on my heart. And so today, intuitively, I felt I wanted to share that with you, and that's how I wanted to describe it. God laid it on my heart to share this with you. So if you're ever in a bind and trying to explain to somebody how you knew something in advance, because it happens all the time, right? Or, you know, you feel, but always with kindness, okay? Because the way that you tell whether something is genuinely from your spirit, from creator energy, from one of your guides, is that it's meant to be kind and it's meant to be healing, not fear-based, not ugly, not, you know, you can't ever blame intuition to walk up to somebody and say, it's been laid on my heart to tell you that that hairstyle is awful, because that ain't going to cut it. That is not the real deal. So, FYI, okay, because I do get that question a lot, and I try to incorporate those things in. For those of you who would like to call and share an experience of how you felt that spirit was moving in your life, or if you would like to, you know, talk about mediumship and how you felt someone present, or you just want to kind of get some mediumistic information today, the call-in number is 818-739-8818, and I will be getting to that in just a minute. But, you know, I thought it was important to talk to you about individual happiness, because it's something that is a universal theme, and it's something that is not going away whether we want it to or not, right? It's part of being human. And, you know, I think a lot of people feel really guilty in the concept of taking care of themselves. Sometimes that's in addition to taking care of other people. Sometimes that's just in general. They feel, for some reason, as though they are in this pattern of, no, that's not for me, sort of thing, okay? Or that it's selfish, right? I will say sometimes that's a good thing, because, and where this comes into play, I think, a little bit, is also with people confuse trying to make other people happy and not having boundaries. And that's a very, very easy thing to do, very, very easy to get confused. But, you know, without boundaries, all kinds of problems happen. So, you know, you have to do the work for yourself that's going to make you happy. And, you know, something like meditation, you know, we've kind of borrowed that from the Eastern traditions, but it's very important, and it's really taking a few minutes to center yourself and to breathe and to focus on the breath. And there's lots of different kinds of meditation that you can do, and, you know, that includes if you're somebody whose mind is, like, super, super active and you have a hard time kind of settling down. One of the best things that I find you can do is actually to do a walking meditation or a rhythm meditation, like drumming, or, you know, my brother says he plays playing his guitar or listening to certain kinds of music. That's a meditation for him. You know, there's all of these things. It doesn't just have to be sitting cross-legged on the floor, and or chanting Om, which, by the way, I quite like as a change-up sometimes, because that is that again comes from the Buddhist philosophy, but it's about the resonation of the sound of the universe, how we're all interconnected and created. So, but you know, there's lots of things. Washing the dishes can be a meditation. Changing the sheets on your bed, anything where you're not in a very strong left-brained process. Because often that's when we have a tendency to sort of block out the intuitive mind, the right brain. And so this kind of, it will help to, there are also studies that suggest for people that, you know, meditation can help to regrow brain matter, gray matter in the brain as well. So, you know, they're finding also for people who've had traumatic head injuries, who have gone through situations that, you know, maybe they've had concussive injuries or, and by the way, I'm not prescribing because I am so not qualified to do that, but just based on the research that I've done, you know, from actual qualified professionals, you know, that's something that you may consider because it really can be something, it may be just what you need in order to lift yourself up and help you to maintain that quotient of happiness through the days. And one of my Facebook friends is chiming in that there was a Harvard study, 6 weeks of meditation regrows gray matter. And I had, that's actually the one I was referring to, so thank you for that. And, you know, the thing is, we think of it as like one more thing, but really, you know, would you skip brushing your teeth in the morning? That's one more thing, but it takes 2 minutes, right? 2 minutes of meditation, 3 minutes of meditation. I know people that they come home at night and they pull their car into the driveway and they'll just sit there for a minute and just center themselves and they'll just breathe. And that's a great way to kind of practice the surrender also. It turns over, you know, what you went through the day, and you're not sitting in that time and planning what you're going to make for dinner. Do you have to go to the grocery store tonight? Are you going to be able to make that yoga class? Can you take your kids over to the park for an hour and still get their homework done? It's not about that. It's that time that if you don't care, that you can care for yourself, that you can uplift yourself. And, you know, it gives the opportunity also to tap into that soul energy and allow spirit the opportunity to bring energy and information through and say, you know, it's like, and that's when your intuition is going to kick in as well. The more you meditate, the more, that is the number one way to develop your intuition. So for those of you who had questions about that, there's your answer. meditation and setting the intention and giving yourself credit once stuff happens, okay? Whether you keep a little journal for yourself or however you have to do that. But, you know, I thought that was because what happens when we're happy? It helps us to bear things that we wouldn't ordinarily be able to bear. And whether that is somebody fumbling in line at the coffee machine before you, whether that is, you know, there's silly stuff that happens all the time. And sometimes, you know, when we are tired or we are on edge, it makes it just so much worse. So that self-care is really, really important. I'm seeing that we have some international friends joining us as well from Canada. So thank you very much and welcome. I am going to be taking callers in a little bit, so if you want to call in today, if you have a question, you want to talk about how intuition has worked for you, how you've felt or seen spirit moving in your life, which is my way of saying creator, then please do call in. If you want some mediumship information, that's great as well. Our number here is 818-739-8818. Also, for those of you who try to reach out to me messenger-wise on Facebook, it's a little hard for me to see what you're actually trying to say to me, like through Messenger. But for, you know, if you type something into Facebook Live, either from the, because I'm streaming live on the Lilydale Assembly page, and also on my own Facebook page, which is just Celeste Elliott, then two L's, two T's, by the way, and Elliott. I'm easy to find, I promise. Then, you know, I can get to you that way. So I do want to get to some questions in a bit, but You know, also something that I was digging into, we talked about the Dalai Lama today and his concept of, yes, and I will repeat the phone number in just a second, thank you. His concept of, individual happiness being important. And I also wanted to talk to you a little bit about something I found from Pope Francis. And of course, he is named after Saint Francis, very famous prayer with Saint Francis, and actually one that I have tacked on my wall here in my reading room. And it's something that I'm in the habit of as I go out into my reading room every day, and I will sit and I will center myself and I will breathe. And on my way out, I just sort of touch that plaque, which is my way of keying into that energy and setting the intention. And it's, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Now, I also add healing, but, it sets up the dynamic that you are telling your creator that you are, you're available on a soul level, that you're ready to do the work, not only for yourself, but also for others. And that call-in number, 818-739-8818. It's something that, again, setting that intention is so powerful. But I came across something the other day that Pope Francis actually wrote in response to fake news. And I think that that's something that's a kind of pervasive topic right now. I think it would be absolutely silly to ignore it. But how I want to cover it is talking about this prayer because, we have to look at how we are setting our intentions for ourselves because sometimes we get into a rut, and that is so normal and so human. And what we do is we get used to feeling bad. And again, that goes back to the thing about setting the intention for individual happiness and doing the work to support that, whether that is meditation or if you're drawn to the water, sitting by the water, if you, go out and get a little sunlight. God knows my gingery self could use some. I'm pretty pale, but, a redhead thing, so I can get away with it, right? I wanted to share this prayer by Pope Francis, so I hope that you will enjoy that. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Help us to recognize the evil latent in a communication that does not build communication. Help us to remove the venom from our judgments. Help us to speak about others as our brothers and sisters. You are faithful and trustworthy. May our words be seeds of goodness for the world. Where there is shouting, let us practice listening. Where there is confusion, let us inspire harmony. Where there is ambiguity, let us bring clarity. Where there is exclusion, let us offer solidarity. Where there is sensationalism, let us use sobriety. Where there is superficiality, let us raise real questions. Where there is prejudice, let us awaken trust. Where there is hostility, let us bring respect. Where there is falsehood, let us bring truth. Amen. So I thought that was a really beautiful and kind of focusing way to recognize, because the number one thing is that when you're unhappy, sometimes you have to take a step back and realize why. We can't control what goes on around us. We can't control how other people act or how other people treat us, but we can work on ourselves and how we respond to it, and we can build ourselves up in a way that is not going to, I don't want to say put on armor because that's the wrong energy, but we can build ourselves up so that we become like Teflon. It doesn't matter, and I'm not saying be insensitive to the needs or thoughts or concerns or conditions of others. The complete opposite. What I'm talking about is practicing compassion. and starting that sense of compassion from yourself and from within. So that's just my two cents on it. and I hope that helps. So I want to go back to, and sorry, I got a little tickle in my throat here, but so I'm going to take a little drink of coffee. But it's so important, and this is something that helps to build a sense of community, which is something that if we are not careful, we take for granted, and then it just kind of dissipates, right? So, you know, bring the compassion and bring the happiness. Be kind to yourself and be kind to other people, and then you got a good thing going. So, okay. So I'm about halfway here, so pardon me as I get my voice back. The guest call-in is 818-739-8818, but I want to mention, check out the new Lilydale Assembly homepage, lilydaleassembly.org. It has all of our upcoming workshop offerings for spring and summer, and we're going to start, we're not taking hotel reservations, I believe, until March, so you've got a minute to wait on that, but because we're putting in a new online reservation system, which is going to be awesome. We're also going to have an online store up and running in the next couple of weeks here, which is also exciting. So if you were wanting some Lilydale swag to wear, or if you can't get to us, you can get that anyway. So really cool things coming up, and I'm actually profoundly happy because I get to teach a couple of classes in Lilydale this summer on intuitive development and other things. So mostly intuitive development, but yeah, it's going to be really, really fun. So, you know, there's, and for those of you who are not into workshops, that's okay. There's plenty of things to do on the grounds. We've got 3 outdoor message services, mediumship message services a day. Every day we've got Healing Temple twice a day, which is a really cool experience and something that if you only do that, that is worth the trip. And we've, you know, of course, like I said, we've got like 50 registered mediums. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact count. I'm sorry. Plus, we may be adding a couple more, so I don't want to tell you wrong. yeah, I've got classes July 11th. I've got a class called Focus on Evidence, Joyful Tools to Focus on Your Evidential Mediumship. Evidential mediumship means that you're not just saying, oh, I've got this spirit person here, like I've got your mom, but saying, okay, I have what feels like a mom, or and this is what she looks like, and this is how she sounded, and these are the phrasings that she would have used, and this is, you know, and so that's something that we try to practice here. You know, every medium works a little bit differently, but, you know, it's kind of a cool thing. So that's July 11th. We also have one that is a 3-hour course called Surrender to Spirit, Getting Messages from the Divine for Personal and Spiritual Growth. And a third one called Polishing the Apple. That's a that's working on your public mediumship. So if you are interested in those, go to the Lilydale Assembly site. And so, yeah. I really never plugged my own stuff before, but there you go. I'm sure you'll forgive me. But anyway, so back to the cool stuff. So we're interested also in ideas about how to, you know, up that quotient of happiness in your daily life and kind of get beyond some stuff. You know, that's another thing that you can call in for here today. And again, the guest call-in is 818-739-8818. Yes, I love that course name too, Polishing the Apple. so I'm going to take some callers here in just a second, and I'm going to go by the amount of time you've been waiting. So try and make it fair. The last 4 numbers of your phone number are 8092. So if you can give me your name and where you're calling from. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
So good. Thanks for calling in today.
I have a question. Tabitha Williams. Oh, Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha. Thanks for calling.
How are you doing?
Good. And where are you calling from today?
New Jersey.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, lots of cool New Jersey friends. So thanks for joining us. And you said you had a question, so I won't interrupt you.
Okay. I want to know if you see me getting my driver's license. I mean, coming up this year. If not, my daughter had passed away the 28th of this month, or if she has a message, or either or.
Okay. So this is actually a good time for me to explain also with mediumship. Mediums, we get our information from the spirit people, and sometimes that is a guide. Although, you know, my focus is more on the spirit loved ones, you know, people that that we were connected to that are now, that walk the earth plane and are now in spirit. And so, you know, family, friends, that sort of thing. And intuitives or psychics or that sort of thing. And by the way, all mediums are intuitive and psychic. Not all psychics are intuitive or mediumistic. It's a difference in where you get your information from. So I just try to put that out there as often as possible so that people understand. But so, Tabitha, actually, when I focus in on your energy, I'm aware of two people, actually, both female energy that stepped through from spirit. And as I feel them, because I am very physically feeling-oriented, I am aware of one person that feels to me like I want to talk about some issues with sugar, okay, because I am having the feeling of being almost like a being pricked in the finger, and for me that's about how people test their blood sugar. It's kind of a light feeling. It's not, and almost a little bit of like a numbness feeling with it as well. I'm also being made aware that this lady, and I feel she was just, she was not elderly, but she was a little bit older. I want to talk about her as being like mid-60s. Okay, as I'm getting the mental image of her, I'm getting kind of straight hair. I'm getting the feeling of the two of you, like you would relax together, is how I'm feeling it. Do you understand this? Do you understand who? Can you connect to this information, please?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Where's the lady that passed away from the heart disease for you?
Oh, that's my daughter.
That's your daughter. Okay. I'm supposed to tell you she has a friend of yours with her on the spirit side of life. And it's sort of like, it's almost like a motherly energy towards her, because it's like your daughter is saying to me, that you were worried about, like, who she would be with over there. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So she's saying to me, so that's why she's bringing this other lady in with her. And it's sort of like somebody that would have had a lot of knowledge or liked to read a lot, because I'm almost getting that kind of, like, librarian energy with this. Which I quite like, by the way. And it's like because you're not supposed to be with your daughter over there right now because you have your life to live here, but she's wanting to say to you, I want you to know that I'm being well taken care of here, okay? that I have friends, that I have people that understand and appreciate me. And then your father or father-in-law is in spirit as well. You understand this? Okay. And I see that he would have worn his hair cut very close to the head, because I'm getting this feeling on the back, and it's like, you know when it grows in and it starts to almost itch a little bit? Like, I feel like this would have been something that he would have done just as kind of a habit. I want to play with that. So I want you to know he's being taken care of as well, okay? And I want to tease you with the father figure that he says that he was always interested in making sure that he was taken care of.
That's my brother.
That's your brother. Okay, all right.
Yeah, when you were talking about my dad, I was like, oh, that's my brother. He just passed away not too long ago, too, yeah.
Okay, so then I have what would your brother, who would be kind of father figure for your daughter over there. Okay.
Yeah,
that
he's
I
like
understand.
In his 60s. Yeah, okay.
Okay, and he's in his, like, he was in his, like, mid-60s?
Yes, yep.
Okay, and he's the one, did he have the sugar issues as well, please?
I don't really know too much about his health condition. I think he had a heart problem, too.
Okay, all right, totally understood. So I want to say to you, there's this kind of, your daughter had always had the energy of being the ringleader in a good way. She knew how to make people happy. She knew how to kind of round them up, and she would be excited about something, so they would be excited about something. And she kind of gives me the impression also that you indulged her. So she has gratitude for that, okay? And it's this energy of just wanting to really thank you for being a very good mother to her when she was on Earth, okay? So that's a big part of her message, and she's showing me lit candles. I don't know. You understand? Okay, but this is like a symbol with her as well, okay?
Yeah, because she died on the 28th of this month, so I guess she wants me. And I kept saying, I'm going to light those candles, and then she got a birthday coming up too. And I said, the lavender candles, I saved them for her. That was her favorite color. And so I keep looking at them.
God bless.
And
okay.
I got a candle
lit
too right now. So.
Oh, fabulous. Okay. Well, know that she's aware of all of that, okay, that she's playing along. And she does come to visit with you because she likes to be near you. She hasn't forgotten, okay? And she's teasing because she's saying she's calling home more now than she did in the last 3 years before her passing, which I think is pretty funny. Although the two of you had pretty good communication, so don't get me wrong there. But she is sending a lot of love. And, you know, the thing about the driver's license, because I feel like she... You took care of her in a lot of ways. You did a lot of very kind things for her whenever you were together. And that could
yeah.
be, you know, I feel like you, she says you really didn't want her to go. You really tried to help her. And she brings through a lot of emotion with that. And, you know, but she needs you to know that that wasn't, It doesn't feel to me like it was a choice. It was just, and, you know, those of us who are still here, we'll never fully like that or, you know, feel good about that. But she says that was as long as her contract allowed for, sort of thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but she says she tried to help take care of you, too, that the two of you... You helped her to understand partnership energy when she was on this plane of existence. And so that's something that she needed to experience. And it was something that you helped her with and vice versa, I would think. The driver's license thing, what's interesting is that Because I want to go back to that because you had a question about it, and also because she just brought it up kind of very organically. She's talking about, because otherwise you kind of have like a hard time, you have a hard time getting to the store. That's what she's concerned about, not work, not doctor's appointments. She's worried about you getting back and forth to the store. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. She says you need that public transportation for a little bit longer because of the social aspect of it. So I don't know what Spirit has planned for you with that, but they're giving me a reason for it, okay? Which means that there is something with the divine intelligence as far as an order and, you know, what's going on, all right? I'm also aware, although I just kind of checking in with your guides because when I get a bit of information about time, I don't necessarily trust the spirit people. Sorry. Because time is a little different for them than it is for us since all they have is eternity. But guides have a better lock on that. And the energy that I'm getting with this is to say to you that they're highlighting the month of May. So it's not that you won't get your license. It's when you'll get your license and be situated. Okay.
Yeah, that should have been more of the question because I know I have to go through a phase in order for me to get them. I just want to know, am I going to get them?
Well, that's what it sounds like. That's what it looks like to me. They're giving me the thumbs up, okay? And so it was
and
just
I'm glad
you
said
of,
May because I was sitting here yesterday thinking, I'm like, okay, May. And May popped in my mind, so we're on track here. I like that.
Okay, so you're on track with your intuition, and I'm on track with your spirit people, and that's a good thing. So, you know, and give yourself the pat on the back and the, you know, because that's a really good thing. When we have these intuitive moments, we don't always give ourselves credit for knowing things, and in this instance, you caught it. So that's really excellent. So but do keep talking to your daughter, whether you do it out loud or in your head. Your brother says that he's still nosy. You know, he's teasing you with that, which is his way of saying, I'm still around. I'm still checking things out. He still feels in a lot of ways that you're taking care of him, which is kind of funny because he's on the other side already. But he wants you to know he's with you and he's supporting, okay? So, you know,
awesome.
Just a lot of love, all right? And
wow,
okay.
This is awesome. This really made my day. This really put everything on top of the cake.
We got some sprinkles and some whipped cream and some flowers,
yes.
And all sorts of cake. That's awesome. Okay. So, all right. Well, you know, thank you very much for calling in and for being willing to take those messages from your loved ones and know that they're with you, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, and continue having a magical life.
Thank you. You as well. All right. So I've got a few minutes left, and I will take another caller quickly, but I wanted to address, I'm seeing some write-in things. I can't do FaceTime with the blog talk, only with the with Facebook can I, you know, get the messages if you type them. And otherwise you have to call in, okay? But there are some questions about how you experience signs. Part of that, like what I was talking about earlier in the show, is taking the time to meditate and to kind of get in tune with your spirit and find out, you know, because you'll become more sensitive. That's why they call intuitive sensitive. To, you know, what's going on, what's coincidence, you'll feel it. So part of that is sort of an experience thing. And part of that is, you know, you can connect with your people and you can ask for certain signs. You can say, I need a sign to know that I'm going in the right direction. And then when you literally see a billboard, know that they'll work with you in the written way. If you get cardinals and those were your mom's favorite bird, know that that's her bringing you the energy to say, I'm around, I'm paying attention. If you, you know, had the thought pop into your mind, like my last caller, you know, give yourself credit for that. You can write these things down. The more that you sort of aspire to it, the more it's going to happen. And it does change the nature of your natural intuitive ability when you start to hone it, but that's not a bad thing. It adds to it. Sometimes they'll want to work with you more one way. Sometimes they'll want to work with you more another way. Sometimes you may be more auditory. Sometimes you may be more gut-knowing or get a very quick mental image or a download, so visual. And it just kind of depends, but it's about your personal and individual relationship with your creator and with your loved ones and your guides. So, okay, so I want to go to my next caller here, and the last four digits of your phone number are 6845. So if you can give me your name and where you're calling from, that would be wonderful. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Maddie. My name is Maddie.
Maddie?
And I'm here in hot Atlanta, Georgia.
Fabulous. Okay.
How are you today?
I'm so good, and I'm glad you called in. So what?
Yes, I'm glad
what,
I called in also. I really want to see what you are any of my loved ones or my whatever my angels or spirit guides have to share with me.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, Maddie, as I focus in on your energy, I'm actually aware of male energy that is stepping in behind you on what I would consider to be dad's side of the family. Now, when he was in the living, on this plane of existence, like you and me, he would not have believed in this work, or he would have said he didn't believe in this work, but would have been... he wouldn't have wanted to connect with it in any way, shape, or form because his understanding of it was not as necessarily a good thing. So sort of that old superstition thing. The way he shows me, I feel as though I want to talk about him having problems in the tummy, okay? In the gut, I'm getting that I see that he was... he had just a little bit of extra weight on him in that area. And he says it came to him as he got older, but also I get the impression that he earned it, okay?
you got the impression that he, what, you say?
He earned that little bit of extra weight in the tummy, that he liked food.
Is my dad's side, is the male on my dad's side? I don't know who that could be.
Okay.
My dad is on the other side. My dad didn't have any brothers. He only had sisters.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
I really didn't know a whole lot of his family. Honey?
Okay. Hold on a second, because I want to give you some information, and then I want to see if you understand, okay?
Uh-huh.
So would you understand dad as not a particularly tall guy? I want to say 5'8", 5'9", somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah, my dad was on the short side, yes. Mm-hmm. For a man, yes.
Yes, and I feel like I want to talk about some problems with breathing in the lungs before passing. And I also want to say that he got a little bit of a sensitive stomach towards the end of his life, but he kept on eating what he wanted to eat. You understand?
I didn't know that, but because I was in another state, but,
okay.
Well, okay, I know he was in the hospital, okay. And what was actually going on, I don't know. I think the death certificate read heart failure. That would be breathing,
okay.
Right? Mm-hmm.
That can cause breathing issues, yes. I'll kind of let you check on that because sometimes, you know, we're not close by people as they're passing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, but, you know, that's okay. So that's something that, you know, he is using as a kind of marker, okay? And,
okay.
He also told me he grew a little bit of, check on, some facial hair with him towards the end here as well. I'm not sure if this means that he wasn't able to shave, and somebody had to shave him when they could, or if it's just an issue of him wanting to grow in a kind of a close-cropped something like that.
Oh, okay.
Because these are, they'll give me these points of evidence that even if we don't know them in the moment, we can check on them later. Okay. But as I have the energy of this gentleman for you, which would have to be either dad or grandfather, even if we didn't know grandpa, they're interested in us anyway, which is a great thing.
yes.
I feel like when you talked to dad on the phone, he tried to be very uplifting for you. And he, you know, because I see him grinning from ear to ear, and it's like there's an energy here of him being very proud of you, even if he didn't, because I don't feel he would have said it in those words, but I feel that he had that energy towards and that attitude towards you, okay?
He was proud of me. Well, that was his attitude toward me. Yes.
He tells me he bragged on you. And when you would go to, like when you had whatever this is, like memorial or funeral energy for him, that people came up to you and said, oh, I heard all about you sort of thing, okay? Because he left that message as part of his legacy for you. And just wanted to make sure that you knew that, you know.
I know that. Wow. Okay. Wow.
Okay. So it's, you know, it's very, he feels that it's very, very, very important. Now, I want to say to you, how you will know his energy is around, because that's a very important thing, is there's a little bit almost of like a tingle sensation up around the crown of your head towards the right space. Towards just a little off-center, just a little towards the right, okay? And I feel that when he comes around you that you may get that sensation in the crown space on your head, okay? It is a natural byproduct of him being around and in your energy, so just be aware of that, okay? That's his
is that on the right side?
A little more towards
the
right side.
Sensation on the right side. Okay.
And
I'm going to remember that.
Okay. An itch. It's more just like almost a little bit of a weight or a little bit of a tingle sensation. But it's his way of taking the time to let you know that he cares and that he is around for you. Because you wonder sometimes if he is around for you. And then who did the butterscotch candies? That's really old school. I'm seeing like a tin.
Well, butterscotch candy. My dad used to make peanut brittle.
Okay, and he kept
that
in
school.
Like the.
I mean.
He kept that in the tin, as well, because I'm seeing the tin.
I didn't hear you say what.
He kept it in a tin, like an old cookie tin.
I don't recall being a little girl. All I know, I was happy that he was making peanut brittle candy. It was quite a few of us. It probably didn't kept it anywhere, but probably wasn't kept anywhere. We probably demolished it all.
I would check on that because I'm seeing that tin and I'm seeing the butterscotch candies. Okay. And I have to finish up with you real quick here, but, you know, his main message here is to send you a message of love. He's also showing me a young gentleman that would be in the living, okay? So whether this is, so I would say that this would be like grandson for him or great-grandson for him, but he looks almost adult age, and I'm seeing him also as being a runner, okay? So I don't know who that is in the family, but know that that's Grandpa's way of throwing out the hello, and know that I'm watching over him as well, Okay, because he is.
Yeah, I do have a grandson, but he's not a runner. He's only 11 years old. Okay, but
well,
maybe who knows?
That's him running. So either he's doing that.
He might become a runner. Yes, he might pick up that sport. Yes.
Cool. So just remember that we talked.
What
about
do you have
that.
To say about my daughter?
You know what? I don't even have enough time to go into that because I have 10 seconds. But I will shortcut it to say she's going through a lot of big life changes right now, and that's, you know, a lot of pressure and stress on her. But she will, one foot in front of the other, she's doing good, and she'll come out of it, okay?
Okay.
Because
it's
everything, job changes to, you know, juggling family, all that, but she's good. She's
yes.
doing good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you
mm-hmm.
so much for calling in. I am actually out of time today, so you know, just thank you very, very much for tuning in. Wishing you all a very good day and good vibes, and hopefully I'll hear from you next week as well on Wake Up the Spirit. Have a great day.
Intimate Little Bites Aha Snack Moment.
I'm driving my daughter Rachel and friends to soccer, and Charlie's crunching cracker crumbs everywhere. Rachel dribbling her chocolate drink. Then I see Alex snacking on Entenmann's Little Bites muffins. No mess, easy.
Little Bites muffins are baked soft and moist with real ingredients like blueberries, bananas, and strawberries, and no high fructose corn syrup. Get the delicious taste kids love and the good choice moms want. Pack a pouch anytime and keep smiling together with Entenmann's Little Bites muffins.
I'm Sherry.
I'm Terry.
We know you can't see it, but
we're totally twins.
And we all know two is better than one. So when I got a new iPhone from T-Mobile,
I got one too.
Now we can have twice the fun.
Literally.
Right now, when you buy one iPhone 8 from T-Mobile, you get a second iPhone 8 on us after rebate. Because the only thing better than one iPhone is a second iPhone. Join T-Mobile today.
If you cancel, phone balance is due. Full price $700. Finance agreements and trade-in required for iPhone offer.